tied together.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend version of the Corlin Economics Report, the weekend edition. Great to have you all with us. I think you're going to find today's show to be particularly profitable. We're going to talk primarily about investing, how to protect yourselves, in our opinion. We're not giving you investment advice. We're simply talking about what we are doing. I've got some very, very interesting folks online today to give their opinions on this whole situation. Ron Hera from Hera Research, Grant Williams from fund manager from Singapore, Jeremy Gray, who's involved with Standard Chartered Bank, and I'm going to start out actually with my buddy Roger Wiegand. Roger is somebody who spends 16 to 20 hours a day, hard to say this because I can't do it, but he spends probably 16 to 20 hours a day poring over material in this particular, you know, dealing with this particular subject matter. And I have to say, of all of my colleagues, Roger is certainly one of the most valuable. Trader Raj, as he's known to our listeners, and as he's known to the folks who subscribe to his newsletter. Raj, how are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good.
You know, we got a whole bunch of bad things going on economically around the world right now. There's absolutely no question about that. Dr. Bernanke came out earlier this week when he was in front of the House and the Senate, and he was saying that, you know, it's really not looking too good. The enthusiasm, it really isn't there on his part or on the part of his colleagues for, you know, a major breakout, a major growth pattern, whatever. Other things that are happening that I think are really interesting, you know, we have the LIBOR scandal, which you and I discussed in a daily editorial that's showing you just how far we've deviated from free markets. It's a very, very challenging time right now for people who are looking to protect themselves and their loved ones from a, you know, from financial disaster. You've come up with a couple of things that I think are really, really good. And the first one that I want to talk about is the one that is known as Moo. It's an agricultural ETF. The reason I'm very interested in that is, as listeners are going to learn in the second hour of this show, Standard Chartered Bank just completed a major population study, and according to their numbers, and I don't want to give away the numbers right now, but the population growth over the next 18 years is going to be absolutely astronomical. That bodes very, very well for the agricultural industry because people have to eat. Talk about that ETF, Roger, Moo. What does Moo actually stand for? It's not a cow, is it?
That's the symbol. Somebody had a pretty good joke when they put that one up. It's an agricultural index, ETF, going into the long mode, the buy mode. And what it is, it's an agribusiness ETF that's supposed to replicate or copy as closely as possible the price and yield of the DAX, that's German, DAX Global Agribusiness Index. This index provides exposure to companies throughout the world that have at least 50% of their sales from the business of agriculture. So that's the way it's pointed. I mean, there's a conglomeration of businesses in the index, and what it is that it follows all the people involved in the ag and growing industry. These people are providers of grain, meat, poultry, related foodstuffs, food processing, agricultural implements perhaps like the John Deere company. I don't know if they're in the group or not, but it's that kind of thing. One of the reasons why we like this is, as you know, we trade futures, and we've been very active over the last few years in trading soybeans and corn. And of late, those markets have been skyrocketing with the drought in the U.S., but there's also drought problems in Asia and into Europe. Asia, China in particular, has a major drought on the top one-third of the whole country. We've been saying this for months, and we could see things escalating in the direction where we are now. And early on, about 6 months ago, we said, you've got to go long in positions that provide some gains in the agricultural index. So the symbol, Al, is MOO. It's It's a good little ETF, we think, and we're looking at a price as of last Thursday on the 7:15 on my chart, looking at an older chart, of about $50 and a few pennies. And we think the upside on the thing is probably somewhere around $65, which is a former high. Normally, we don't like to say things are going to go as high as former highs, but given the conditions that we see out there now, we think that this one has a good chance to reach from 50 to 65 and maybe even higher.
Well, I have to tell you, considering the population growth, as I mentioned earlier, the Standard Charter has come out with, and considering, the weather conditions around the world right now, I think agriculture is a really great place to be. And when I talk about agriculture, I'm talking about potash companies, soil enhancement, okay? I'm talking about companies that are involved in agricultural, the infrastructure, as you say, John Deere, Caterpillar, companies like that. I'm talking about virtually anybody who is involved in this industry. And I think if you take the more solid companies, I think actually that represents a very, very good place to be right now, because when there's a need for a product, and when I say a need, I mean from a survival standpoint, I'm not talking about from a necessarily quality enhancement standpoint, but I'm talking about from a survival standpoint. That's an industry that you want to be involved in, because that's an industry that is simply never going to go away. And I think agriculture definitely falls into that category. Staying along those same lines, Roz, just what do you think is going to happen? We've got this horrendous situation right now, the drought situation in 26 states in the United States right now, the heart of our breadbasket, corn-growing country. Where do you think the price of corn is going to go?
We had predicted 6 months ago that corn would go to $8 a bushel.
Yeah.
Some people were laughing at us. They said that's ridiculous because it's going to be more like $5.50 or $6 with a good crop that everybody was expecting. But what they did not adjust or allow for was all these weather problems. And, weather can be long-range forecasting as well as short. And as I'm looking at the September corn futures contract right now, I'm over my estimate. It's $8.08. As we speak, up 6 cents today, and it opened at about that same number. So this being Friday, that's where we are. Now, since this is a former high from several months ago, I think you'll see a little bit of a pullback from $8 and change back to about $7.60. But our next forecast for December corn, which is the big contract for the year, because that's the one that shows what the harvest is worth, I think we're looking at $8.50 to $9.50 a bushel.
Well, here's
these are nosebleed territory prices out. We haven't been here before.
Yeah, well, here's another interesting question. When you look at the supply of corn, obviously the question of ethanol comes up. A very large percentage, not a majority, but a large percentage of corn production right now goes into ethanol. There are a lot of people who think that that's not a good idea, myself included. Do you see the percentage of that particular product, i.e. corn, going into ethanol decreasing? I do.
Yes, I agree. It is going to decrease just because there's no other choice. The ethanol thing was a big manufactured boondoggle, in my estimation. Politicians were trying to jump on the bandwagon and use food products to fill up gas tanks, which I think is pretty stupid, considering the fact that economically, it makes no sense. It costs more money to grow corn and turn it into ethanol than you can get out of it at the gas station. But as you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that these people don't go ahead and do these crazy stunts. Now, the people in charge and the government saying, as of now, there's no change in the ethanol mandate. They mandate so much ethanol has to be made no matter what. I think based on prices from the USDA and Commerce and some of the others, that's going to change, not because they want to change it, because they're forced to. They don't have any choice.
The one thing that I want to leave you with, and that is not investment advice by any stretch of the imagination, take a look at agriculture. Big Al doesn't think it's a bad place to be. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,578.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,618.64, $809.32 for a half ounce, or $404.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,618.64, $809.32, and $404.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. More investment ideas, more thoughts on what's going on around the world from an economic standpoint. You know, Trader Raj, I got to tell you, is one of my most valuable colleagues. He's a really, really interesting guy. And you know, he spends probably 16 hours a day going over all of this stuff, and he's, you know, talk about somebody with a passion. That is Roger Wiegand, no question about that. Okay, I have another fellow on the line with me right now who you would talk about significant passion, Chris Anderson. Chris is the president of a company called Great Atlantic Resources. Want to make a couple of comments before we begin our discussion. Number one, I am a shareholder in Great Atlantic. I purchased the stock out of the open market, and it is in our defined benefit plan, so you need to know that. As Bob Moriarty says, I'm highly prejudiced. I wouldn't write a check if I didn't like a situation, to say the least. And I think this is an interesting one. Don't construe this, you guys, as being investment advice, because it's not. It's simply information that we are passing on, giving you some examples of what Big Al and others are doing. Chris, how you doing? You're out in eastern Canada working on the properties. Am I not mistaken?
That's right, Al. I'm out here poking around, making sure everything's on track and moving forward.
Let's begin. I want to talk a little bit about what you're doing back there, but I want to talk also about why you're doing it. Now, if you can kind of encapsulate this for our listeners, which provinces are you involved in right now?
Well, currently we have assets in New Brunswick and in Nova Scotia.
Okay. Now, why did you pick that part of Canada to work in?
Well, I always had a passion for out here. I've been working out here for the past 10 years, and I got to know quite a few of the people here in different various levels in the community. And it goes back to one of the geologists that I worked very closely with, and a group of guys that came out of the Esso mining camp when that was set up in the 50s. The head of the Esso used to say that he liked working in New Brunswick because there's just anywhere you drill in the province, nine feet down, you're into bedrock.
Yeah.
And I just think there's a world of opportunities out here. That's always what's been expressed to me. And I think that the timing right now is specifically an opportunity for us to position ourselves as being a leading exploration company here. You know, when I started here in May of last year, what we wanted to do was assemble one of the A teams of explorers in the region. We did that. And then in March of this year, we got an endorsement because the Fraser Institute came out with a report and said New Brunswick's the number one mining region in the world. So, you know, I think we're on track anyways.
Let's talk a little bit about what exactly the Fraser Institute is.
That's a report that studies all different mining jurisdictions around the world. They look at infrastructure, the ability to get stuff implemented as far as putting mines into production. The cost of operations, they look at all those different various aspects, and then they rate them. And New Brunswick happened to be this year number one.
Interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
You
guys are primarily a project generator. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing back there.
Yeah, well, what we wanted to do was we wanted to assemble a team of explorers and keep them motivated and keep them going on the ground. And what we did was we decided to build a project generation model where we've assembled a team of explorers. We've got a group of guys here that we've put under contract with Great Atlantic Resources, and they're out prospecting constantly. The guys are in the field today. I was talking to them this morning before they went out, and we're just looking for projects. We're looking for stuff that we can advance to a certain stage, and then we're bringing in partners to help fund those at this early high-risk stage, so that we can continue to build the company. And to date, since, you know, it's just been a year and a month now, we've assembled the team, we've assembled a group of assets, we've advanced several of those, and we've completed two joint ventures on those projects. For the most part, Al, we want to be the operator.
Okay, now, and those two joint ventures you put together so far are what?
One of them is with a company called, they've changed their name to Elm Tree Resources, and that's on a project that we have up in the Bathurst camp. It's a world-class mining district up there, and that's called the Elm Tree Project. And then we have another project called the Porcupine Project, and that's a lead-zinc base metal project and heavy rare earths. There's a lot of dysprosium, neodymium, and that one we've joint ventured with a company called Explorex.
One thing you guys are doing that I really applaud you for is you are getting closer and closer every day with the folks in the area. Specifically, if the First Nations are involved there, you have a great rapport with them, and you're continuing to build that relationship. And you've also got a pretty damn good relationship with the provincial government authorities back there. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, we've got a very good relationship with the Minister of Natural Resources and the department there. We work very closely with DNR. We also work very closely with the universities, both Dalhousie University and UNB. They've been very supportive through our experience here in New Brunswick. And recently we reached out and started to build our relationships with the First Nations. I know we're a junior exploration company. It's a little bit unusual. It was the first time that they've ever experienced that too, but we just had a tour here in New Brunswick a few weeks ago, and we had about 25 different brokers and analysts and finance types, and we invited Roger Augustine along. He's the Atlantic Regional Chief, and he came in the beginning of the tour and came out and got to see what early stage companies are about and got to, you know, experience a little bit about what we go through. We just walked them through some of the steps, and then later on that evening we had all the group back to the community center on the alley ground here, and Roger Augustine gave us a little speech, and we had a nice lobster dinner with them. Anyways, it's a good starting base. What we want to do is the guys that we work with have a track record of finding mineable assets, and we're optimistic that we're going to find something. We want to start building that community-based infrastructure now. That's what it's about.
Yeah. Well, that's critical, and I would question any exploration stage company that doesn't do that, because, you know, the real key to success, aside from having a competent management team and aside from having capital to put, you know, to actually make things happen, it's also critical that you are in very, very good stead and work closely with the communities that you're involved in. And I know that all of the companies that I invest in, that's certainly a characteristic that they all have. We're going to be providing more information on Great Atlantic Resources as the story unfolds.
Now, one of the other things I wanted to mention, Al, we seem to be having a lot of luck and getting some support out there in the industry as well. I mean, John Kaiser just recently added us to his bottom fish picks, which is a title we want to stay there. So we're going to continue to work really hard hope that we rise through the ranks as being one of the more prominent exploration companies out here in Atlantic Canada.
Well, given the fact that Big Al is an investor, I certainly share that opinion, number one. In my opinion, and this is not investment advice, do not construe this as being investment advice, I think you really have the pieces in place. Chris, thank you so much for your time, my friend.
Thanks for having us on the show, Al.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right, General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We're looking for solutions today, solutions from colleagues of mine. I get all kinds of solutions for financial security from you folks on the forum, and I certainly appreciate that. You know, I got to tell you, we got one hell of a strong team between my colleagues and all you folks out there who are, I would have to say, colleagues also. From an industry perspective, I've asked Jeff Pontius, who is the originator of International Tower Hill Mines and Corvus Gold, two clients of ours and two companies which I, by the way, own shares in, which I purchased out of the open market, to comment on what he and his colleagues are doing. You know, Jeff, it strikes me right now that financial security really centers around four things, and they're all under the umbrella of diversification. And I know some people will disagree with me, but I think precious metals is one leg of the table, number one. I think that securities are the second leg of the table. I think that real estate, if your horizon is 5 to 10 years, is a third leg of the table. And I'm starting to think that that various currencies are the fourth leg of the table. I'm particularly interested because of reading I've done this past week in investing in both the Australian dollar and the Canadian dollar. What does Jeff Pontius say about all this, and what's Jeff Pontius doing?
Well, thanks, Al. You know, me personally, I'm a subscriber to basically what you've been saying, and I totally believe in diversification. I think there are certainly good equity assets out there that on the consumer side, as well as commodities and a variety of others, that people can get a good rate of return on companies that are really starting to turn the corner on making money. Mm-hmm. And those are good quality companies, and people should have those in their portfolio. I personally like to keep about 20% of my exposure in the gold bullions or a gold ETF type of vehicle, just because I'm very concerned about some of the key currencies that are out here, in particular the euro and the dollar. And if there is a collapse in those currencies, there will be a flight for safety. And I think you've got a very good point there when we look at the Canadian dollar and the Aussie dollar. These are economies that are doing well right now. They have weathered the storm and done it a hell of a lot better than the U.S. dollar has or the euro has. So I think there's some confidence there in those currencies. And then I agree, real estate, if you're in the right market, can be a heck of a buy right now, and we're seeing that. People are coming to the Phoenix areas and the Tucson's and even starting to come back to Las Vegas and in Nevada and look for some of these real incredibly good deals. And most of those people right now are foreign people that are coming into the U.S. and buying up these assets because they're cheap. And to be honest, if you're holding euros right now, you're not feeling too comfortable about your currency.
You know, it's interesting where we live up here in the north, about as far northwest as you can get in Washington State. We live in kind of an isolated community, but it's a really unique, nice little community that we live in. And any action that's going on right now in the real estate sector, and quite frankly, right now you're looking at 50 cents on the dollar for virtually anything up here right now. And we're talking very, very nice properties. You know, there's a condominium that was just building that was just taken over from the original developers by the bank, and then the bank was taken out by some other developers, and their marketing shtick is, you know, our prices are half for exactly the same units as they were prior to the real estate collapse. So I went down there to look at them, and, you know, literally units that were selling for $1 million you can now buy for $475. So it's an interesting situation. I have to say a lot of our Canadian colleagues are calling me up and coming down here and checking these things out, because it's pretty interesting. It is. You know, the one thing that I would maintain, though, is I've done okay over the years with my portfolio and my wife's portfolio, but, you know, my upside, my real money has always consistently been made in the resource sector, and obviously that isn't happening right now. However, your two companies, for example, well, certainly Corvus is almost a double from where I bought it, and hasn't even been quite a year yet. International Tower Hill is coming back, but, you know, I remember going back to 2008 and 2009 and how everybody was poo-pooing the resource sector vis-a-vis the securities, and Kath and I were buying, and I have to tell you, 2010 was a record year for us. So I would suggest that people really don't overlook that sector. You agree? Well, of course you're going to agree with me. That's your business, right?
Yeah, I think that particularly if you look at the right equities, I mean, this particular market we're in right now will be extremely challenging for certain equities, and those are extremely high risk, and people should be very careful about those. But if you're in the right equity, and I just go back and I look at ITH during the time you've talked about, in November of 2008, the stock traded all the way down to 87 cents, and literally 4 months later, we were at $2.50, moved on to $3, and within 2 years, we were at $10. So, you know, if you can get the right equities at the right price when they're really sold down, then you can have some tremendous upside potential. You know, the things that people need to really look at, in my opinion, when you look at these things, particularly in these challenging times, does the company have enough money to continue on with its business plan, and do they have good, solid management that's not going to let them get in trouble? Even though the share price may go down, the company can still be in very solid ground.
No, I agree 100% on that. the examples that you gave, you know, albeit companies that you're involved with are good examples. I had the same experience in 08 and 09, and it's interesting. I think, you know, as my colleague and friend Bob Moriarty says, people are going to really, they're going to start demanding things with a vengeance, you know, and resource companies, because they have a call on assets in the ground, not a call really, but in most cases an ownership of significant assets in the ground. Companies like that certainly do represent things. I would question right now the wisdom of being involved, for example, in some of the financial sector companies and the rest of it. But I think the good solid companies, as you said, Jeff, that are well managed and have adequate capital to weather the storm, and I think the storm could be as long as 2 years. You think I'm right about that?
Well, I think that that's probably a bit longer than I would think. I deal with a lot of folks particularly in the gold industry, and we're looking for the turnaround in gold coming within the next 6 months. And I think it'll be a real watershed, this election, regardless of how it comes out. And I think we're going to see a lot of that capital that's sitting on the sidelines come back into our industry. And I think the real leverage that is going to be out there is going to be in equities. I mean, I'm a big believer in bullion and ETFs and metal in kind, but I think the real money that I'm going to make in the future is going to come out of equities.
I would agree. Okay, there you have it from Jeff Pontius, an industry perspective. Jeff, thanks so much, my friend.
Thanks, Al.
You know, I think it's really, really important, too, as I've stressed on this show many, many times, to get opinions from as many people as you can. And I always find opinions from people from the resource industry to be very, very valuable when it comes to insights on investing. You know, you're going to notice that most of these folks, and Jeff is certainly no, you know, anomaly in this particular case, you notice that many of these folks don't put all of their eggs in one basket. You know, they have a tendency to diversify. Yes, they have, in absolute terms, they have pretty large sums of money in the resource sector, but they are also very, very diversified. Been stressing this for an awful lot of years, and I can't tell you how important I think that it is. Diversification, ladies and gentlemen, allows me to sleep well at night, as, quite frankly, does investing in the resource sector with a certain percentage of our capital, but investing in those companies that have sound management. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now,
now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. I got Ron Hara with me, as promised. Ron is the originator of Hara Research. It's a good organization. It's a great newsletter. If you want to hear more about it, find out, I guess I should say more about it, simply click on their banner, which is included in our favorite sites section. Ron and I are going to talk about a number of things right now directly related to how we think that people can protect themselves. I'm going to start out, we're going to talk a little bit about I'm not going to use the word shenanigan because that isn't nearly strong enough a word. I'm going to use the word illegality, blatant illegality that's going on right now in a portion of the business world. And it's, to me, it's frightening. You know, we talked about it with Ron last week. Since then, even more has come out on the Barclays situation. That's the LIBOR deal. Other financial institutions in the United States, same type of thing going on by the people in charge of the companies. And what both Ron and I find to be really, really interesting about this is that there really doesn't appear to be a solution to the problem. And the problem really exists because of the reality of the present-day environment. Ron, you want to elaborate a little bit?
Well, I basically trace the problem back to the too big to fail policy. And, you know, we're talking about moral hazard. We're in a situation where, you know, in a sense, it really doesn't matter what crimes are committed by these big banks or these other firms and institutions that are too big to fail. Because whatever those crimes are, whatever they do, they're not going to fail. In a free market situation, firms that engage in something like, market rigging, those firms would fail. I mean, not just because of the lawsuits or criminal charges, but just because of the free market. People
right.
would, you know, refuse to do business with them. So we're in a situation where it literally doesn't matter from a business perspective. So crime then can actually be a business model. Not only are the penalties less than the ill-gotten gains, but the penalties are ultimately backstopped by the taxpayer.
Exactly. Well, the Barclays situation is a good example on that. You know, before some real serious investigative agencies got involved in the thing, Barclays was going to get away with a fine of virtually nothing when you consider the size of their pile of capital and the perpetrators, specifically the chief executive officer. Basically, we're going to get their bonuses and absolutely no problem. Well, a number of people from some of the agencies, you know, started saying, now, wait a minute, you know, this really isn't right. and consequently the bonus was forgiven, and the man resigned from his job. Unfortunately, it's giving capitalism a really, really bad name, and I guess the only thing that I can say about that is I'm still a believer in capitalism. How about you?
Well, we haven't had capitalism for 100 years. Right?
There's a good point.
I mean, the Federal Reserve is a monopoly on money, and the Federal Reserve's primary dealers are among the largest, most powerful corporations and financial institutions literally in the world. Collectively, they represent a greater financial power and influence than most of the countries on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this is a consequence of establishing central banking.
That's a really interesting point. You know, you made another point that I think is really, really interesting, and I think that it's something a lot of people perhaps, it isn't as obvious a point to them as it should be, and that is, you know, this week Dr. Bernanke addressed both houses of Congress, and he in essence said the same thing to members of both of those bodies, and that was, it ain't looking good. And, he kind of alluded to what's going on in Europe, but he also was discussing some of the things that are going on in the United States. And he says, you know, it's really not looking good. And we stand ready to solve the problem if it gets any worse. Well, I'm not sure how it could get any worse, for lack of better terms. But, you know, that was an opinion that he gave. The questions that that he was asked by the various elected officials were, for the most part, I would have to say, very, very softball. They weren't really, a lot of the folks who asked the questions were, I would have to say, had a very, very low level of understanding of basic economics. But be that as it may, that's our elected officials. But, you know, the market celebrated a bit after Bernanke's speech, and you made the comment that, you know, people shouldn't be investing based on what Bernanke says. You want to elaborate on that one?
Well, first of all, I have to say that Bernanke is being disingenuous, in my opinion. In other words, it's like the proverbial pot calling the kettle black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, blaming the Congress or admonishing the Congress to do something about the economy is absurd.
Yeah.
Because the banks created the crisis. I mean, we're going back to 2008 and going back to the Fed policy before that in enabling and creating the housing bubble and even the dot-com bubble before that. Yes, government policy played a role, but ultimately the leverage is in the financial system. You know, the federal budget, obviously there's too much debt there as well, but it's not like the Congress can really do anything to fix the economy. It's the financial system. So that would be my first point. Secondly, you know, what Bernanke says really has more influence over the stock market, over the financial markets, and even the bond market than almost any other single factor. I mean, the dollar moving up and down causes the price of commodities, as you well know, in terms of hard assets. It causes the price of gold. When the dollar moves up, the price of gold comes down, crude oil comes down. So the dollar is really, in a way, the single biggest factor. It's almost the elephant in the room that nobody's talking about, so to speak. And so when Bernanke speaks, this actually can move the entire market and move the USDX and everything else. So that's a problem, because as an investor, it now matters more what Bernanke says. It matters more what the Fed does than it does than your own investment strategy.
Boy, ain't that the truth. You know, and that's really, really interesting. You know, I sad but true, something that I find interesting is a lot of the commodity pundits, for lack of better terms, are giving the following opinion of the price of gold. They're saying that they feel that if gold doesn't drop below $1,550 an ounce, that everything is going to be just fine, and you're going to see a certain amount of appreciation. Some of them are saying a huge amount of appreciation. But virtually everybody is saying, you know, you go below $1,550, and it's inevitable that the next step is going to be $1,200 or $1,300 at best. I don't agree with that from a fundamental standpoint. I believe personally that in the current international environment, there really isn't anything other than gold that really provides almost guaranteed security. You have any comments on that?
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, I don't use technical analysis. And
right.
So, you know, those kinds of calls that are really based on chart patterns, support levels, and resistance levels, you know, I don't put much stock in that, so to speak, because I take a longer-term view in terms of fundamentals and as a value investor. So, you know, as I see it, we're in a situation with a deteriorating financial system, and I'm speaking of the U.S., the U.K., Europe, and even Japan, a deteriorating financial system. We have banks with too much leverage, economies mired in recession at best, governments that are essentially in crisis.
Yeah.
And so as long as that remains true, of course, central bank intervention, another dose of heroin, is going to improve the situation and, you know, add liquidity and cause the stock market to rise, and you'll see a flurry of trading activity and the market will rally. But that's not a real market. That, going back to the earlier point about, as an investor, anticipating what the Fed might do seems to be more important than making a good investment. You know, this is not a real market.
No, I would have to agree 100%. We got a minute left here. A generic statement. What do you think people ought to do to protect themselves?
Well, I think there's deflationary pressures in the broad economy, obviously because of excess leverage and because of the deteriorating economic conditions. And also we have policy-based inflation, which is a massive, virtually unlimited force in the trillions or even tens of trillions of dollars. And so I think you have to protect yourself from both deflation risk and also inflation risk. On the deflation side, I think it's important to not have debts. So you don't, I mean, in other words, if you're suffering if you're in a deflationary environment, the cost of servicing debt rises.
Right.
So it's probably a good idea, at least in my opinion, I'm not a financial advisor, but I think it's a good idea to not have any debts. I also think that there's still an inflation risk, because as central banks and governments are forced to continue intervening, this is monetary inflation. It will cause price inflation, especially global commodities, which right now have been subdued by the strong dollar. But I'm convinced that's a temporary situation. And so in order to cover both sides of that, I think it's important to have assets outside the financial system that are unencumbered by debt, that are free and clear hard assets, that are not financial instruments. And then after that, of course, I invest in natural resource stocks.
Okay, there you have it from Ron Hara, Hara Research. Stick around for the next hour of the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological biological system called the human body. And if you like the bright side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.